This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, the Dow and DuPont merger officially closed yesterday. The deal was worth $150 billion, and several spinoff companies could be formed soon. The Des Moines Register reports the first spinoff could be a combination of Pioneer and Dow AgroSciences. The reason that spinoffs could be formed soon is Dow and DuPont are under pressure from investors to create several smaller companies now that the deal is complete. Dow and DuPont had initially proposed creating three smaller companies after the deal wrapped up. Investors are said to be pushing for as many as six independent companies. The merger gained final approval from regulators in June, and it has farmers, employees, and state and federal leaders worried. U.S. farmers are staring into the face of a massive wave of consolidation. In addition to Dow DuPont, ag giants Monsanto and Bayer are merging, as are Syngenta and ChemChina. Before the deal was finalized, Dow and DuPont argued that merging would help them cut costs and drive seed and chemical innovation. However, a Texas A&M study shows seed prices rising 2.3% for corn and 1.9% for soybeans after both the Dow DuPont and Monsanto Bayer mergers. The Farm Service Agency has announced that dairy producers can enroll for 2018 coverage in the Margin Protection Program starting today, September 1st. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has given producers some flexibility by giving them the option of opting out of the program for 2018. Acting Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Rob Johansson, says Perdue is using his authority to allow producers to opt out and not pay the annual administrative fee for 2018. Johansson says the decision is in response to requests from the dairy industry and a number of MPP dairy program participants. In order to opt out, a producer should simply not sign up during the enrollment period. It's important to remember that if a producer does opt out, they won't be eligible for benefits if payments are triggered in 2018. The decision to opt out is for 2018 only and is not retroactive. Enrollment for 2018 coverage in the program ends on December 15th. Well, the 64th Annual Farm Progress Show has come to a close, but I have several interviews to share with you in upcoming farm shows. Today we'll hear from Ben Hortenstein of Ramsey. Ben was a featured farmer in the Dow AgroSciences tent for planting Enlist soybeans. Ben and I talked about crop conditions on his farm and why he decided to use the Enlist system.
We've kind of missed some rains. We was dry in June, and then rains have been real spotty in our area pretty much all of July and August. We've got some drier spots. We're kind of in a drier area, but overall, beans look pretty decent. If we could catch another good rain, it would really help our bean crop out.
Well, you're not alone. The farmers that I've talked to are in the same boat, and I know some are luckier than others. They've got some more rain, but if you're dry, you're dry. So good to hear that things aren't too bad, though. So, Ben, the reason we're in the Dow AgroSciences tent and I've lucked out and got to talk to you is because you planted Enlist soybeans on your acres. So tell us a little bit about those. What's unique about those soybeans and why did you choose to plant them?
We've planted Enlist soybeans. We've been having some trouble with controlling water hemp, some maraschal, but mainly water hemp. And we've been growing, been using Dow products seed for quite a few years, and when they come out with the Enlist system, we thought that that would be a really good tool in our toolbox to, you know, help with our resistant or our water hemp that's getting kind of resistant to water Roundup. That's, you know, Roundup just is having a hard time controlling water hemp, and so we've been fortunate enough to be able to plant the Enlist soybeans, and they look really good. Nice clean fields. They control our water hemp exceptionally well. It's a easy product to use and spray, and just leaves some really nice clean fields.
So you had told me this is the second year you've planted those. So comparing this year to last, any differences you've seen, or is it pretty close and you're happy with the results?
Yeah, no, the results last year, we had limited acres last year, and this year we got a few more acres of Enlist beans, and same results, nice clean fields. It's performed exceptionally well.
And with these being Enlist beans, that means they've got the specific trait, so you use the Enlist Duo herbicide, so you don't spray that on other beans. It's just for the Enlist soybeans. Did you have any issues with that, or did everything go pretty smooth?
No, the Enlist Duo has the Colex-D technology, 2,4-D with Roundup or glyphosate, and sprayed over top. It is specifically for the Enlist soybeans and corn, and it tanks mix is easy, sprays very well. Just a good product to use.
Anything else that you would like to say about Enlist to encourage maybe other farmers to try it if they're having issues, or any final thoughts?
No, I would just recommend the Enlist system. The product stays where it's put. It sprays good. It stays on target. We had no problems with it moving anywhere. It was just a great product to use.
And once again, that report comes to us from Ben Hortenstein of Ramsey in Fayette County. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.